This has been fantastic. Every exhibitor has just been blown away by the numbers, the people, the high quality of the produce has been here. And it's very, very important that people understand that we have great produce in Ireland, we have great restaurants in Ireland, and we have wonderful hospitality. And this is a showcase for that today.
As we look forward to how Donegal can establish itself and create employment, they say tourism and its natural resources are the way forward. This has really highlighted that.
Oh, most definitely. Just to say, the numbers that have turned out and the people's interest in what they eat and where they eat and where their food comes from has become very, very important. And you can see that today by the people that have turned out here and what is important to them. Tourism is definitely the way forward. And I believe that, Greg, we're here in the pier in Donegal Town. The sun's shining, the tide's in. I don't think there's anywhere better in the world than this.
People who organise different types of festivals do a great job, but could we learn something from something like this that isn't alcohol-based or isn't music-based and yet can still pull in over 20,000 people?
It is unique. This is basically, a few of the committee actually visited the Taste of Dublin. And they've seen that, and they knew that this would work in Donegal because they know that people are really interested in that. And yes, there is more to festivals than the alcohol stroke music environment, and there is something else. And there's something that, as a community in Donegal, that we will be looking at to see if there's something else in the future that we could do that will help promote our town.